Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Sarah Gon, apologies for the late crossing. Yes. Lots to get through this afternoon, so I don't want to waste a second of your time. Tell me about A Tale of Two Deaths.
Since I put in that headline, I've written an article, and I've called it A Tale of Two Citizens. And I'm contrasting Kimi Makwetu, who died yesterday of lung cancer, our Auditor General, whose term actually ended at the end of this month. And President Ramaphosa referred to him serving this country with dedication, distinction, and great integrity. And I think Makwetu was probably one of the few high-profile public figures who thoroughly deserved that accolade. He was highly, highly respected. And in fact, at the beginning of this month, he was appointed to the UN Independent Audit Advisory Committee. He spent 13 years in management, first as Deputy Auditor General, then as Auditor General. And one of his great achievements during this period was having the Public Audit Act amended to give the AG the space to now flag material irregularities, such as non-compliance with registration, with legislation, sorry, fraud, theft, breach of fiduciary duty, etc., anything, any misuse or loss that occurred in the public sector. And he was clearly distressed because as the years have gone by in which he was the Auditor General, the quality of municipal finances has diminished, as we all know. And I think in the Northwest, there wasn't a single municipality that got an unqualified audit. And what's really charming is that he was influenced by his mother to become an auditor. She was a businesswoman. She had meat supply entities in Guguletu, and she basically taught him the importance of writing things down and of checking things. Mm-hmm. And this is so embedded in his mind that it affected how he would go on in his future life. Then we have in contrast Mongamele Bobani, who also died yesterday. He was the former mayor of the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality and a member of the United Democratic Movement. Now, we'll probably remember that he famously, the UDM was in coalition with the DA. Ethel Trollope was the mayor, and he was the deputy mayor.
Yes. Yes.
And he died, and Holomisa paid tribute to him. And I suggest that probably he's one of the few peoples who would, because he was an absolute nightmare. And apparently he became a nightmare when the DA came into to run the municipality, and extremely excessive contracts were got rid of and were turned down. And I think a contract he was involved in, the DA would not pay for, and things just went from bad to worse. And I mean, he had an appalling reputation, and appeals to Holomisa to do something about just fell on deaf ears. He was alleged to have committed fraud with the public transport system, and all round a bad guy. I mean, the DA had nothing good to say about him. And his final act was he was eventually removed from power and was put in the position of, he replaced Andile Lengusa, who has his own problems, looking after the water supply of the municipality, which they are now pretty much, it's a disaster. The DA have insisted that the issue is not shortage of water, but a shortage of water treatment chemicals, after critical contracts have not been renewed. And someone who knows about water in this area, who commented to a Daily Maverick article about it, said that the metro-wide water shortage was not due to low dam levels, but due to problems at the treatment works, the relevant treatment works. And although Bobani didn't create the water crisis, his appointment, to my mind, was not an inspiring one. And I thought the contrast between really good public service and really bad public service was worth highlighting given the fact that they both died on the same day. But certainly from our point of view, I think Kimmy Makweta deserves to be remembered. I'm not so sure about Bobani.
Mr. Bobani, yeah. Sorry, Ogon. We leave it there this afternoon. Thank you, as always. I thought you were going to somehow get Ace Magashule in there somewhere.
No, but, there's plenty of time for that one.
Have a great weekend, and thank you so much.
Cheers.